Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Knowledge is through perseverance and diligence. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who informs us in the Quran by saying about himself,
Alladhi 'allama bil qalam 'allama al insana ma lam ya'lam.
He is the one who is taught by the pen, taught man that which he knew not. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness, the one who
wasi'a kulla shay'in ilma,
the one who has encompassed all things in knowledge. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. The Prophet who said,
إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا.
Indeed, I was sent as a teacher. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon our noble Prophet, عليه الصلاة والسلام, and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says,
وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ.
And fear Allah, and Allah teaches you. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. O believers. We are coming up to the inception of the new academic year. So as the educational institutions open their doors and welcome their students with open arms, we encourage that the students who enter them do so with lofty ambitions and sincere determination. For it is such students who realize that education is the basis for forming the foundation of a person. And by investing their time and efforts in education, civilizations are formed and whole societies are able to progress and nations are able to advance. For Allah says,
يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ دَرَجَاتٍ.
Allah will raise those who have believed amongst you and those who are given knowledge by degrees. So strive, O student, and exert yourself. Take advantage of your youth in the seeking of knowledge and the development of skills and personality. Seek to obtain as much knowledge and goodness as you can with all of your determination, all of your perseverance, your strength. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam to invest his youth in the acquisition of knowledge when he said,
Ya Yahya, خذ الكتاب بقوة وآتيناه الحكم صبيا.
O Yahya, take the scripture with determination, and we gave him judgment whilst he was yet a boy. So here in this verse we find that the Prophet Yahya, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, as a young boy in the prime of his youth, is being told to strive and be determined in his acquiring knowledge of the scripture. Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said,
"Innama al-ilmu bit-ta'allum,"
that indeed knowledge is through this mutual process of learning and teaching, or being dedicated to learn. In other words, knowledge is that which is attained through a sense of striving and a sense of exertion. It requires patience in its acquisition. Rare it is that knowledge or true knowledge can be attained through a lazy attitude, wherein one simply expects things to come to them and wastes their bodily vitality and energy. One of the scholars once said in a couplet of poetry, "True knowledge is precious in its sublimity, and God does not grant it until you give him your entirety." In similar manner, the previous scholars have demonstrated the best of examples. And this is why we find scholars who dedicated their lives in their youth to strive and invest their time in their seeking and acquisition of knowledge. So when we look at the various fields of knowledge, we find early pioneers of Muslim scholars in the sciences of the Sharia, in medicine, mathematics, physics, chemistry, linguistics, and astronomy, and many other forms of knowledge. Indeed, beneficial knowledge is of many types, and its fruits are immense. But the main thing is that we seek it with an intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, "Man akhadahu akhadha bihadhin wafir." That he whomsoever takes it, i.e. this beneficial knowledge, takes an abundant portion. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to begin his day by saying, "Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a." O Allah, I ask you for beneficial knowledge. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to encourage his companions and the believers in general to seek beneficial knowledge by saying, "Sallallahu ilman nafi'a." Ask Allah for beneficial knowledge. So brothers and sisters, this is a time when we have to reorientate our intentions and to dedicate ourselves to beneficial knowledge. And all beneficial knowledge is a knowledge, whatsoever it is, that is intended for the sake of Allah, for the sake of serving the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the sake of drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely and utterly for his sake. And we can make this intention for many, many forms of knowledge. And so this is a point in this year, before we start to ready our intentions, before we start to reorientate our hearts, to sincerely want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to dedicate ourselves to seeking ilmun nafi', beneficial knowledge, knowledge that benefits ourselves and that we can benefit others. Nawaitu ilmu wa ta'aleem wa nafa' wa intifa'. As one of the scholars said, I intend knowledge and teaching of knowledge. I intend benefit and being a benefit to others. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to facilitate this for us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this beginning of this academic year a beginning of light, a beginning of intentions for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not something difficult for him. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for indeed he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.